T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. AFC title game, Kansas City 35, Tennessee 24.
Two.
NFC title game, San Francisco 37, Green Bay 20. Chiefs will play the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
One.
Hostage standoff in Butler County. A man is dead, a woman escapes the burning home. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic, we've got traffic volumes looking more subdued in some areas out there than you normally would see at this time of morning. But other areas, just in places there on Kellogg, especially eastbound around Southeast Boulevard or Southwest Boulevard. Sorry. We got some pockets of heavy traffic out there. Maybe just not quite as many as we would have normally at this time of day. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeProvin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown in Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and cool today with a high of 34 degrees. Sunday's high was 38. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 14. Then Tuesday, increasing clouds. Tomorrow's high up to 41 degrees. Going to warm up a little bit tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 15 degrees, but no wind. The wind is calm. That means it doesn't feel quite as bad out there. 15 degrees, though, and a partly cloudy sky. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or cold, when Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. Tourists who visit the Yosemite National Park may want to wash their hands before they leave.
This is House Call for Health. Norovirus hits Yosemite National Park. Officials at the National Park Service Office of Public Health say as of last week, approximately 170 people had gotten the gastrointestinal illness. Most of the visitors and workers who experienced the disease spent time in Yosemite Valley. Officials continue to investigate circumstances surrounding the illness. Norovirus is easily spread, usually through direct contact with someone else who has it, by touching an object contaminated with it, or eating or drinking something contaminated with it. The main symptoms are vomiting and diarrhea. There are a few ways you can prevent it: washing your hands frequently with soap and water, or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Don't share your food or drinks with people. And if you do contract norovirus, try to limit your interaction with other people as much as possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Steve's Head of the Morning now, 7:49 here on this Monday morning, January 20th, 2020, Martin Luther King Day. Got a little sidebar story about connected with the Chiefs. And, of course,
we've
been talking about the Chiefs this morning, the fact they're going to the Super Bowl. Well, one Kansas City Chiefs fan saved the day by driving wide receiver Tyreek Hill's grandparents to the AFC Championship game Sunday.
Wow, nice.
Dakota Fern tweeted that his father, David Fern, was on the same flight from Atlanta to Kansas City as Hill's grandparents, Virginia and Herman. That flight was canceled, and the three needed a new solution to get to the game. Well, they decided to book a one-way flight to St. Louis, and David Fern rented a large SUV to drive them the rest of the way to the game. He drove Hill's grandparents and three other Chiefs fans. Tyreek Hill tweeted at Dakota Fern, thanking his father for driving his grandparents to the game. Now, that could not have been cheap.
No, probably not.
Getting a chartered flight and then an SUV. So, Mr. Fern, if that was a great thing to do, he was going to the game too, but he got Tyreek Hill's grandparents a way to go and see their their grandparents. They may never see Tyreek play in a game like that again. I don't know if they're going to get to go to the Super Bowl or not, but that was something. That's something special, somebody doing something, going out of the way a little bit there. a Kansas City Chiefs fan. All right, now it's coming up on 7:51. Steve and Ted, we've got some local business news for you now from the Wichita Business Journal. Moody's Investors Services says one part of the fallout from the 737 MAX layoffs in Wichita is the loss of talent. The Moody's report says the layoffs will have an important impact on the longer-term prospects for the area. And Moody's says the longer staffing is reduced at Spirit and other suppliers, the greater the chance that talent will move away to find work elsewhere. That's an interesting take on all this. That if the talent goes away, will it stay away? And we've been looking for talent for quite a while now. We've had some job openings and trying to fill them. A Wichita developer plans to add to his portfolio by doing a redevelopment project at a vacant three-story building at Douglas and Emporia in downtown Wichita. Vantage Point Properties closed January 6th on the building that used to house the Legacy Antique Mall. President Paul Jackson says the building will get new life as a Class A office building and with some ground floor retail shops. Wait a minute. Did he say Douglas and Emporia? I wonder if that's the old KFH building. The old, they were on one side of Douglas and Emporia. The other side, there was something else, the antique mall there. I don't think it's that one. I think it's the one on the west side. The Wichita Art Museum is beginning a $700,000 update of its lobby, entrance, and other gathering spaces. Work started last week and is expected to be complete by the end of April. The museum entrance is closed during construction. Visitors are being directed to a temporary entrance on the east side of the building. That's the Wichita Art Museum, and that is some local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal.
Of course, Douglas and Emporia, where Mead's Corner used to be, but they're rebuilding that whole...
Northwest corner.
Right.
The KFH was in the ground floor of the Carey House there on the southeast corner. And right. I think this mall they're talking about would be on the southwest corner. But a three-story building, that's what we had at KFH when we worked down there in the 80s. There you go. Okay, today is World Quark Day. I said,
what's a quark?
I saw this. What the heck is that?
Well,
you tell me what you think it is, because it's not what I thought it was. Go ahead.
Well, a quark is a very small subatomic particle, smaller than the atom even.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But that's not what this is.
That's not what this is all about, huh?
Quark is a European superfood. Maybe they named it after that.
Maybe.
Staking its claim on supermarket shelves around the world, quark is a delicious, high-protein, low-fat alternative to soft cheese and yogurt that can be used for baking, cooking, and blending. So we have it, I thought it was some sort of a subatomic particle, but it is World Quark Day, so I guess you can celebrate something to eat or even whatever you want there. 7:53, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and coming up here at 7 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock here, top of the hour, stay with Steve and Ted. In the 8 o'clock hour, we got a lot to tell you about this morning. We got the latest on the killing of two police officers in Hawaii. Jad's got sports on the way, right, Jad?
That's right, and we had more things happen than just that AFC Championship game, but I imagine we'll spend at least portion of the time talking about that AFC Championship game.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you've got entertainment news coming up.
That's right, I do, and of course, we've got the box office results from the weekend, and we had, this is the season for award shows. We had another award show yesterday, so we'll tell you who came out on top. The SAG Awards coming up on The Blur.
All right, and traffic and weather to start off your week. All in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.